The fault. We believe that all men are created equal.
To the magnificent mosaic that is America.
From radio beacon to radio beacon.
I have a dream.
Change has come to America.
Believe it.
Help is on the way.
Knock, knock. Who's there?
Hey! It's a figment of your imagination.
Randy Rhoads Show. Turn up your mind.
1 year ago today, in this sacred place, democracy was attacked, simply attacked. The will of the people was under assault. The Constitution, our Constitution, faced the gravest of threats. Outnumbered in the face of a brutal attack, the Capitol Police, the D.C. Metropolitan Police Department, the National Guard, and other brave law enforcement officials saved the rule of law. Our democracy held. We, the people, endured. We, the people, prevailed. For the first time in our history, a president had not just lost an election, he tried to prevent the peaceful transfer of power as a violent mob breached the Capitol. But they failed. They failed. And on this day of remembrance, we must make sure that such attack never, never happens again.
All right, everybody. Happy White Boy Day. I guess that's what it is, right? It's White Boy Day. And I don't know what to do with it. I mean, do we commemorate it? Do we have an anniversary? Do we make it a national day of realizing that we have to get our crap together? What do we call today? Is it an anniversary? Is it a commemoration? It should be a shrill warning that we have in our midst an awesome amount of propagandists and propaganda media and fake news and people who run around this country, pretending that they are news, and feeding people a pack of lies over and over again. And we had a president who was willing to double down, triple down, quadruple down on all the lies, and was able to corral about 1,000 people in positions of power, in public trust, people in service, people elected, people on the TV, people familiar to you, people who you invite into your house every single day, to lie to your face about the results of a free and fair election after months of telling you, after months of priming the pump of lies by saying, the only way I lose is if it's rigged. The only way I lose, which he did in 2016, but he won, so they set that back up on the shelf, right? And they pulled it out again ahead of the 2020 election, and then they lost, and all of a sudden it became, you know, the operative mood in the country that something was stolen from them or something was stolen from him. It's really sick and twisted, but, you know, this is something I was just talking to Brett. Brett and I were having this, deep conversation ahead of the show about, you know, what do we do about the people who are so delusional? And I said, well, they're not delusional. Well, what do we do about the immoral people? I said, well, they're not immoral. Well, what do we do about the people who know the truth but deny? They don't know the truth. They don't deny. And it just came down to the same thing it always comes down to, and that is this. When you have private actors, when you have big, giant corporate businesses who are employing the most despicable, deplorable, reprehensible liars and putting them in studios that are outfitted with millions of dollars of equipment and fabulous backdrops and you know, making it seem also normal, also, you know, truly newsy, also, you know, acceptable as fact or as real. And it's really fake and it's really false and it's really propaganda, then you're going to have what we have. You're going to have a country that is so uniquely divided based on what they watch. And then add what I've been screaming about for 20 years, this propaganda media, this false identification of people worthy of listening to, like a Rush Limbaugh, for instance, or a Sean Hannity, for instance, or even a Glenn Beck, for instance, or any of those radio shows of yesteryear that were on for thousands and thousands of hours a day, lying to people, but with a veneer of legitimacy backed by a corporate mega company and backed by normal sounding advertisements from normal businesses that were selling pajamas or strawberries or whatever, giving it a veneer of legitimacy and a veneer of normalcy, then those people think it's normal and legitimate what's being said. But what really is happening is thousands of hours of the most despicable people broadcast in every city, in every town, ad nauseum. And then, you know, they'll say, well, that person gets ratings, and so that's why they're on the air. But then someone comes along and does better than they do in the ratings, me. And what does the giant corporation do? Well, it says, okay, let's have lunch. Let's have lunch and let's talk about your future. And then they buy your show and put it on a shelf. But now they control your show because they bought it. And they put it on a shelf. They put it on low power AMs, or they put it in markets where there'll be no pushback, right? Like Portland, Oregon. Thank God for Portland and other, you know, places like that. But it's not that people are stupid. It's not that people are immoral. It's what I was trying to explain, you know, to anybody who wants to figure out why, when we all saw what we saw, when we saw windows being broken and police being beaten and all of this happening and lying the day before and lying on that day by the president of the United States that if you don't fight like hell, you're not going to have a country. And it was stolen from me and I feel your pain. And you know what? You know, this is it. This is the moment you take down names and kick some ass while they're wearing body armor, right? While they're wearing body armor because they know it's about to get violent. Why people believe that swill? And it's because it's literally wrapped inside of something that looks, oh, so normal. But it's not normal, nor is it true, nor is it acceptable. And so what I've been arguing for my entire freaking broadcast life has been two things and two things only. When you boil down why we do what we do every day to the reason why we do what we do every day, it's simple. We want to see a media that has to comport with standards and practices of normal journalism, of normal journalistic practices, of normal fact-checking, of normalcy, right? So that propaganda in this country is put where it belongs, on the back burner. It's not given the veneer of legitimacy that it's been given by private actors, the Fox Newses, the OANs, the Newsmax people, the Clear Channels, all of these outfits, okay, that have been propagandizing or aiding in and abetting propaganda. And then, you know, sitting back and expecting some different result than, you know, what we got here on this white boy day is very disingenuous. The other thing that I'm fighting for is that if people are going to use their official office, for instance, if you're a congressman and you're standing up at a podium, if you're the Surgeon General of Florida and you're standing at a podium, right, that says early detection saves lives, but you're telling people not to get tested, right? That you are under oath, that you have to be telling the truth to the people that you are serving. That's it. That's all I want. That would solve not every problem that we have. It wouldn't make us agree on how to solve policy issues. It wouldn't make us agree on taxation or the level or the estate tax or the distribution of our wealth. No, it wouldn't. But it would go a long way to preventing violence and the perpetration of lies and the lying liars that tell the lies being elevated to saint status in this country by virtue of giant corporations telling you that they're saints.